Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From the arrival of Big Bird to a Christmas favourite, lots to chat about in this week's Throwback Thursday. And Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with us. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are we doing?
Good, yeah.
I love the way we're really getting in now to the festivities and the festive spirit, and lots to throw back to over the last number of years. Kieran, we're starting with a favourite for so many of our listeners.
I know it's not festive, but for some reason it kind of reminds me of Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's always on a marathon come Christmas on the telly. But yeah, we're going back 23 years. That's where we're starting. The 4th of November 2001, when Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone premiered in Leicester Square to the world. We were introduced to Harry Potter, the boy wizard, and we saw him and his pals, Hermione and Rupert, hopping on that train and heading off to Hogwarts. A fantastic film of its time, one of the biggest films of the year, yeah. And probably still one of the, every year they're coming out with new box sets based off the J.K. Rowling book.
So, you know, I know I'm a total outlaw on this, right? But like, I haven't seen it. Haven't read the books.
I just hadn't.
And I accept that. I know people are roaring at the radio now because.
Well, I know what I'm getting for you at the office. Chris Kindle comes around. But it's not for everyone.
Don't get it.
No,
I thought you weren't a fan either, though.
I wasn't, and I hadn't watched it until myself and the other half went over to Harry Potter World in the UK when we were in London. I have to say, Harry Potter World is
really
just fantastic. It's just something amazing. But again, not big into the books, but I understand why people would be.
Yeah, oh, big time. Each to their own and all of that. Hollywood, we're staying with the theme of movies.
Yeah, let's go back 17 years now. When the Writers Guild of America went on strike, the year 2007 is when it was, the 5th of November. And this was one of the largest writing strikes that happened of its time, stopping film, TV and radio writers in their track. It meant for months up until February that they were doing reruns on TV. It cost the local economy in LA $3 billion because they went on strike. And I know recently we had similar there with the Screen Actors Guild when they went on strike over a labour dispute. And that one cost $6 billion to the Southern California region. But it's the Hollywood going on strike, the Writers Guild, 17 years ago.
Yeah, about 60 TV shows. Is that correct?
Yeah, 60 TV shows stopped. And if you actually watched at the time any of those late night shows, Conan O'Brien, there's a video of Conan O'Brien spinning his wedding ring on the table, trying to make entertainment, and they time how long it will spin. That's how boring TV got, because there was no content. All the comedy writers went on strike.
Now, this I know is, was definitely a very familiar voice and a much loved voice in a lot of households.
Yeah, sad one. We're going back 8 years, the 7th of November 2016, with the passing of Leonard Cohen at the age of 82. As you said, a hugely influential singer-songwriter. Lots of people knowing that song, a Leonard Cohen classic, which was then recreated throughout the years, re-recorded. The most recent version, probably Alexandra Burke in The X Factor a couple of years
ago. That's right, yeah.
As well as Jeff Buckley and so many other amazing singer-songwriters. But yeah, it was his death that we're talking about today. 8 years ago when he passed away in his home in Los Angeles.
I remember, I'm trying to think what year it was now. Some of our listeners will remember this. It might have been 2009 or 2010. They held a series of concerts and gigs at Lissadell House in County Sligo, and Leonard Cohen was one. I think he performed maybe one night. Obviously Westlife did too, but Leonard Cohen I think he was the night before Westlife performed at Lissadell House. And like, I remember at the time it was just the gig to try and get tickets to. And it was outside in the grounds. It was absolutely just fantastic venue. But yeah, remember that very well. This, there's no doubt, must be the favourite Christmas movie.
I don't want to see you again for the rest of my whole life. I hope I never see any jerks again.
A classic, it really
is. Brilliant, isn't
it? Yeah, we're going back 34 years, the 10th of November 1990, when Home Alone premiered. Home Alone came into her life, the American classic film. Macaulay
Culkin.
I can't
believe it's only 1990, actually, now when you say it.
34 years. Yeah,
I suppose.
It's aged well. It's on our TV every day Christmas. Yeah. And I will be watching it again. Macaulay Culkin, or Kevin McAllister, as he's known, the young boy who, in his Chicago house, has to defend off robbers as his family accidentally leave him alone. A mad concept,
yeah.
But what a great movie. That just brilliant. Brings a smile to her face.
I love now there's constantly the videos on TikTok and the images around. So the house that they used to film the movie went up for sale, I think, in the last year or two.
Only recently. And yeah. It has basketball courts underground.
It looks stunning. It's had a whole refurb. So they do a then, you know, from the Home Alone movie, and now contrast. Absolutely spectacular. And there's always, like, you know, I love the stories around what did Kevin McAllister's dad, what did Mr. McAllister do to own this house? We never got to find that out.
There was a few bob in the McAllister family either way. But it was a great film.
Ah, it's brilliant.
So
absolutely
much so.
Love it.
There was Home Alone 2, Home Alone 3 with a third actor, and there's also a Home Alone 4 somewhere out there.
Is there? I don't think I've seen that one.
Nor have I.
I don't think 3 was as good as 1 or 2.
No, 1 and 2 are the classics.
It. Leave it at the original. Stop making more.
Talking about 55 years we're going back to the creation of a fantastic TV show. The 10th of November 1969 is when Sesame Street came into our lives. A children's TV show who brought us some of the biggest characters in pop culture: Elmo, Big Bird, the Cookie Monster. And it started out on National Education Television Network, which turned into PBS in latter years. And it was so big, it was broadcast in more than 140 countries, translated several times.
Yeah, like it's still, like, I'm, you know, I don't vividly remember it from my childhood, but it definitely still ran for quite a number of years.
Oh yeah, and there'd be books, there was VCRs out, there was DVDs, you could go into whatever shop and buy
Elmo's. You just sporadically see it, or it was on at times.
Yeah, massive TV show, so big, 95% of all American preschoolers have watched it by the age of 3.
Wow,
it's a massive, massive show. won over 200 Emmys as well. So that just goes to show the power of what Sesame Street did.
Yeah. Talking about the power of, well, songs and tunes and how recognisable they are, this was the number one tune in Ireland. Yeah, it was the number one in Ireland, but what year? That's the question. Might have been it's either 2007, 2008, or it's maybe like 2004, 2005.
There's a bit of a jump there. 2010 is when Rihanna introduced. Yeah, so 14 years.
I thought I was in college when that came out.
No, it's not that old.
No.
But it is a classic song from Rihanna, part of her fifth album called Loud, and just a bold song reflecting all of the music that she was doing at the time.
Yeah, it was a huge success for her, wasn't it?
Massive, massive success all around the world.
I love that was a great range of years I gave you there, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2002, 3,
4, 7, 8, yeah. Well, there, and wasn't at all when I was during college. This was number 2, but in what year in the UK? Boys to Men. I don't know. I think it's maybe like 98 or 99, but I don't know if I'm not sure I'm very confident about that either.
No, in the UK, this was number one this week in history in 1992.
Oh,
yeah.
Way off.
32 years, Boys to Men ended the road.
Is it that long?
Yeah, classic song. So big, in fact, it was the sixth most successful song of the decade.
Stop.
Massive
Boys
song.
To Men!
Yeah.
Everyone had thought that. This was number one in the US. It's a great tune, and I haven't a clue what year this came out, but I'm going to guess that it has to be like early 80s. Maybe it's the late 70s. 1980, we'll say, for the crack.
83. 41 years we're going back. Lionel Richie introduced us to All Night Long. A couple of people go, oh, was there translations and is he talking in foreign language? No, not at all. He actually joked about some of the lyrics in there he made up. He he made up because they didn't have time to hire someone to come and translate, so he just made them up and hoped for the best. And it worked for him.
It worked, yeah. Number one in the US, Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Kieran, thanks a million.
Thank you.
For bringing us on a little trip down memory lane.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.